Good morning. I greet you in Christ's name this morning. Also want to welcome visitors. And Ron was gone to the wedding, so he asked me if I would take his turn. I know we looked at a bit of Thanksgiving thoughts last Sunday. Brother Steve shared with some, and I am going to share some of the same thoughts today. My title is, Oh, Give Thanks to the Lord. We have come to this Thanksgiving season again. Our hearts are full. We are thankful. Thankful to God for being so good to us another year. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you again for this beautiful day. Thank for each one that is here. Just bless each one of us. May your presence be here with us and speak to our hearts. Be with Ron's and Richard's and others that are gone from us today. Just bless each one where they are. Keep them in your care. And just pray you speak to us further in your word. In Jesus' name. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. I'm going to start out with a short story. In 1636, amid the darkness of the 30 Years' War, a German pastor, Martin Rick Reinhardt, is said to have buried 5,000 of his parishioners in 1 year, an average of 15 a day. His parish was ravaged by war, death, and economic disaster. In the heart of this darkness, with the cries of fear outside his window, he sat down and wrote this table grace for his children. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath led us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. Imagine that. Our lives are quite different than that today. We know nothing of what I just read, of the disaster that would have been, but we still thank the same God. We still have many blessings to be thankful for, a lot more than he would have. I was thinking about this subject. I thought, you know, you can't be thankful without being content, and you can't be content without being thankful. And when you have both, you're happy. I believe thankfulness is a choice. I don't believe we can go around trying to find it and find it that way. And it doesn't automatically come to us either. I believe we choose it. Let's look at the object of our thanks a bit. Psalm 92, verse 1. Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto the name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works and thy thoughts are very deep. It'd be good to keep reading, but we're going to stop there. I just want to direct our minds to God again, of course, the object of our thanks. You know, there's, I suppose, some religions in the world that, they don't have God as their God. They have some idol or some dead prophet or whatever. And they don't really have anybody to thank. And they bow down before their idol if they want, and they do. But we have a living God to thank this morning, and that's a blessing. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. It says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, but nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I like the last part of that verse. Let's trust in that living God, and that's the one we are thankful to today. It is a living God that gives us so many good things. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So there it is again. God gives us so many good things, and they come straight from God. So many things. Thankfulness is commanded in the Bible, but I believe it's also a privilege. It's a privilege to live with thanksgiving in our hearts instead of the other things that can consume our minds at times. I believe every human wants to worship something, and God gives us the reason to worship and be thankful, and he gives us the person. He himself is the person we want to worship and thank. Let's look at an example of a thankful heart. I want to turn to Luke 17. This is a story we all know probably, but Luke 17, it's a story about the lepers that came to Jesus, and they needed healed. Luke 17, 11. It says, it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him ten men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not ten cleansed, but where are the nine? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. This is a very short story, but it, I believe, shows us as humans what we're naturally like, but it also shows that we can be different. We see 10 were cleansed, and they all headed out to show themselves to the priest to make sure they were cleansed, to be inspected. Like the law said in the Old Testament, they were supposed to go there and be inspected by the priest and make sure they were cleansed. So think of the thoughts that may have gone through the minds of these 9 lepers that headed out. One turned around, we'll look at him a little later. What were the thoughts going through their minds of these 9 that just kept going? They saw they were cleansed just like the rest, but they just kept going. And compare it to ourselves, how we are naturally. One thought that could have been going through their mind is, oh, I should have said thank you, but I forgot. Actually forgot about Jesus the healer. They just weren't thankful enough to go back. Another thought that could have went through their minds is, I'm not sure if this is real. Will this last? I can see I'm healed, but will it last? I'll wait to be thankful till I see. Maybe some thoughts that went through their mind. Another thought is, I deserve to be healed. I've been diseased so long. Another thought, God is so great and big, it doesn't matter if I come back and say thank you. Could have been some of those thoughts. I have no idea what they were thinking. And they just didn't come back and say thanks to Christ, which would have been a disappointment to Jesus. The healed leper that returned in verse 15 and 16 says, one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. It was almost like instantaneous. He just turned around and it was spontaneous praise to God. I've been healed. And he just wanted to thank Christ for that. It says with a loud voice he glorified God. He was so glad, so thankful. He didn't care who heard his praise. He recognized it was God's power that had healed him. In verse 16, it says, he fell down on his face at Christ's feet, giving him thanks. He was so humbled and thankful at this miracle of healing. It doesn't say how many years he had been sick or diseased, but he was healed and he was thankful. Do you and I give ourselves excuses to be silent when we could be thanking and praising God? Or do we openly thank and praise God for the many, many things he gives us, and also for healing our souls? The most amazing part of God's blessings to us. So let's leave that story behind, and just, it's good for me to look at this again and think about thankfulness and the many ways that I need to be thankful and express it and think about God and his rich blessings to me, to you and I. Things to be thankful for. I was thinking we could pass out papers and have everybody write on there and what you're thankful for, and I could read them, but we're not going to do that this morning. Am I thankful for God's care? Just God's basic care for me every day. You know, I heard somebody say, you know, we don't even know the many things that God is taking care of us right now. There's many things that could have happened to us today already, and God just took care of us. God's free gift of salvation. Let's look at Colossians 1:11. We could look at this the rest of the time, but we're not going to. I just want to mention these things. Colossians 1:11. I want to read this in another version too, but I want to read it here first. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Wonderful verses, wonderful promise, wonderful reality for us. And I want to read it in the ESV. It says, being strengthened with all might, power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I like these verses here in this version because it talks about how God has qualified us to share in the inheritance. God has done that for us. Nothing we could do for ourselves. We chose to believe him, and he did that for us. He qualified us and transferred us into his kingdom. I think that is a wonderful thought, a wonderful reality. And he's forgiven our sins. Very basic, but very wonderful. Things to be thankful for. Are you thankful for your health and strength today? Maybe we're not all totally healthy or totally strong, but are we thankful when we are and for the health and strength we do have? I want to talk about that a little later. Faith, are we thankful for faithful, loving brothers and sisters in Christ? That's a blessing when you really think about it. Not everyone has people that actually care about them, that actually love them. Something we could share around with the people we meet. Are we thankful for the peaceful land we live in? Another thing that we take for granted, I do. I don't think about it every morning that I wake up that I live in a peaceful land, but we do. It's amazing. Sometimes we can maybe look at the negative side of it and think about all the government should be or could be doing different. But you know what? At the end of the day, we do live in a peaceful land, and it's a blessing. And we need to pray for our leaders that they would rule in wisdom. Are you thankful for work to do? That's a blessing. Just the very fact of something to do, work to do that's productive, that makes something happen, it's a great blessing. Ecclesiastes 5:12 says, "The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much." I always say the only thing worse than having too much to do is not enough to do. So just basic work and the strength to do it is a great blessing that we need to be thankful for. I want to read another little quote I found. It says, "Count your blessings instead of crosses. Count your gain instead of losses. Count your joys instead of woes. Count your friends instead of foes. Count your smiles instead of tears. Count your courage instead of fears. Count your full years instead of lean. Count your kind deeds instead of mean. Count your health instead of wealth. Count on God instead of yourself." The last one is maybe the most important. Count on God instead of yourself. Are we thankful for God's promises in Hebrews 13:5? Let's look at that one. God's promise in 13:5 of Hebrews. It says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I have a few thoughts here about our health and our physical bodies that I found interesting. Are we thankful for our health? Our physical health is a huge blessing. And there's many more facts that you could find, I'm sure, but just a few that I found interesting. I want to read Luke 12, verse 22. And like I said before, when we're looking at this, it's maybe we're not all as healthy as we wish and all that, but think about it, the many blessings we do have. Hebrews 12, verse 22. It says, "And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for your body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, neither have storehouses nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, by taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do this thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow, they toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?" I just like the couple of those phrases here in verse 23. It says, "The life is more than meat and the body is more than raiment." God give us amazing physical bodies, and it's a great blessing. Think of all the different things in our own bodies that work for us each day without us even thinking about them. Think of your brain. Did any of you help create your brain? I'm sure we know the answer to that, but did any of you wake up this morning and say, "Okay, brain, it's time to start, it's time to get working"? No, we just wake up and we maybe have a coffee, which helps a lot, but we don't have to tell our bodies to work. God has made it so we just automatically work. What about your heart, your lung, your liver? Your lungs, sorry. And your kidneys. They just work and we don't even think about them. Thinking of something to be thankful for. Our bodies are amazing. And we start realizing that when we get sick or something, maybe. We realize how we should have been thankful when they were working. Did you know the largest organ of your body is your skin? The skin is made up of three main layers: the epidermis, the dermis, and the subcutis, however you say that word. Our skin is a good indicator of our general health. How many of us worry about our skin? Of course, we take care of ourselves, but it's a big thing that just works for us. Did you know your liver has a unique capacity to regrow to a normal size even after 90% of it has been removed? Amazing. We don't want that to happen to us, but think about it. God made it that way. For why? Just because he's amazing. Did you know that your teeth are the only part of your body that cannot repair themselves? Hence all the trips to the dentist, I guess. But all the other things can repair themselves. Two things in our bodies that never stop growing, which is kind of scary, our ears and our nose. Just some interesting facts I found about our bodies. But I understand that our inner ear, the three bones in the inner ear, the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup, remain the same size from our birth. I found that quite interesting. Psalm 139:14. Some more familiar verses. It says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And there are many more things about our body that are amazing. Your body has its circulatory system, the heart and the blood vessels, your bones, your muscles, your nervous system. Did you know your body has an estimated 7 trillion nerves? These nerves work similarly to a body's electrical system. Think about it as an electrical system. That many nerves running through your body, feeling and whatever they all do. It's amazing. And God did this just to create us, each person. The cornea of your eye is the only part that has no blood flow, but it is the fastest healing, I believe that's what I read, the fastest healing part of your body because it gets oxygen right from the air. Every person here is a walking miracle, really. Your bodies are a walking miracle of God's creativity. I realize we all face different health issues from time to time, but our bodies are only one of the many amazing parts of God's creation that should cause us to thank and praise him. And we could think about all the sky and the stars and the planets and all that, and the northern lights we all saw just lately. Amazing. And there's a God behind that. Let's not stop at the thing, but let's think about God behind that, that created that, that makes that happen, that keeps us living. Let's not worship the creature, but let's worship the Creator. Acts 17. Let's look at that one, Acts chapter 17. Verse 24. Acts 17:24. God that hath made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain of also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. New Living Translation says, we live and move and exist. It's because of God. It's because of his goodness that we keep living, stay healthy. A few of the benefits of being thankful. Philippians verse chapter 4. We're talking about the benefits that God gives to us, but let's talk about the benefits of us being thankful, living with that attitude. There is benefits just from that. Philippians 4, verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't that a promise? I believe it is. It says, be joyful. Rejoice in the Lord. Be careful for nothing. In other words, give our cares to God and be thankful. And talk to God. Tell him if you do have troubles, tell him to him and try to leave him with him. Or do leave him with him. It says, and the peace of God will come to us. It'll keep our hearts and minds. Amazing promise. Benefits of being thankful. One is it raises our gaze from ourselves to God and from all we wish we had maybe to all that we've been given. Speaking to myself, it raises my mind to God and maybe helps us to lift our eyes above this, what we all wish we had. There's always something we wish or wish was different or whatever, but it raises our eyes to God instead of on what we think we need possibly. 1 Timothy 6, very familiar verse. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. When we talk about thanksgiving, contentment and thanksgiving almost run hand in hand. But it says godliness with contentment, or thanksgiving, you could add there, is great gain. It's a good thing. It's a great gain to have that, to choose to live that way. 1 Chronicles 16 in closing. First Chronicles 16, verse 7. I love this psalm that David wrote, I believe. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 7. Then on that day David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them that rejoice seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, and seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he hath commanded to 1,000 generations. I love that. It's just a call to give thanks to the Lord and also to spread our thanks in the world around us, I believe. Let's not keep everything to ourselves. Let's praise the Lord in front of others. Let's spread his glory. Remember his marvelous works. Let's not keep it to ourselves. Let's use it as a witness. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 in the New Living Translation, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Thank you for your attention.